Hello?
What's up? What's going on?
Hey, how you getting in?
I'm good.
I'm good too. You ready to start?
Yeah.
Let's get the questions now.
Gotcha.
Alright. Loading slow. I don't know why it's taking so long. Alright, I got them. Ready?
Yeah.
Alright. So my name is Nicholas Sylvester, and I'm interviewing Gideon Goldman over a phone call on Monday, July 18th at 5:19 p.m. Gideon, do you give me permission to record and make public this oral history?
Yeah.
As a reminder, you do not have to answer any question that makes you feel uncomfortable. So we'll start by sharing as much basic information as you're willing to share. So your name?
Gideon Goldman.
Age?
17.
School?
Albany High School.
Neighborhood?
Albany, New York.
Place of origin?
Africa.
Ethnic identity?
Yeah, same Africa.
Okay. And here's the first question. If I were to live an average week in your community, what would I experience?
So I think it's actually pretty normal because it's just sometimes in the summer or in the school week, after school, just play in the park. Nothing major happens. Yeah, nothing bad happens because the crime's kind of low. But after COVID, it kind of went high a little bit. But I think it's good so far in the average week.
Okay, sounds good. Next question is, how did you become involved at MBK?
Good question. So my friend came up to me one day in school. He said, I see you don't have a lot to do after school, so why don't you join MBK? So he told me about MBK. It sounded pretty cool, so I said, I'm just joined. And I stayed because it's a pretty good program.
Okay, okay. And when you joined, what did you expect to get out of it?
So I expected some scholarships from MBK because I didn't have that much scholarships for college. And through MBK, I was able to get some scholarships. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Next question is, describe the impact of MBK on your community.
So far, MBK has not really known in my community, but it has done a lot for kids in my local school in terms of tutoring and basically helping give backpacks, food out for kids in the summer.
Next question is, has MBK altered how you look at your identity and culture? And if so, how?
So, yeah, because sometimes in Zoom calls and MBK, we learn a lot about ourselves, our past selves, well, in a way, because, the heroes before us, and it kind of makes me, encourages me to do better for my brothers and people around me.
So you feel like MBK has made you better in a way?
Yeah, because, for example, our black inventors, people who invented, stuff who are black, it made me look a different way about black people, like how strong we can be, how much change we can implement if we come together, make the world a better place.
Okay. Are there any adults/mentors in the program that you have been able to lean on?
Yeah, my counselor, MBK mentor, counselor, he's helped me a lot, especially with stuff I need. For example, if it's homework help, if it's maybe my phone got broken, stuff like that. Having someone outside of my family has helped me a lot, especially since I'll be alone and having in college, having someone by my side to always call for help. It's cool. It's dope.
Support's a key thing, especially in college. Now, you don't know what you're getting into, so
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be hard for a little until you get used to it.
For sure.
So how do these people support you?
For example, I believe my counselor called me up for a scholarship once, and you just like, if you have any problems, have any questions, want to tell me, ask me, just ask me, and almost every single time it helps me, you know, if it's family problems, if it's for a job, because sometimes I can get some internships and jobs on my own, and then he actually goes out and helps me, like, get my name known, get some jobs. It isn't cool.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. All right. So next question is, how has being a part of MBK in a moment of national racial reckoning mattered?
It matters a lot because MBK addresses, young black men of color, young black women of color, and it's essential, especially during this time of, you know, racial reckoning, supporting for especially young women of color to focus on stuff like that and implement change.
All right. How do you engage with MBK?
What you mean, like, how I feel about MBK?
So, like, basically, I mean, we just mean, like, how you were involved, basically.
Yeah, so I'm a fellow, so I do a lot of stuff in MBK, sometimes some speeches, sometimes some community service. So I naturally vote a lot in MBK almost every time after school with sometimes. I remember a time I did a park cleanup. So, yeah, basically doing those stuff for people with MBK.
Are there other ways to be a part of this community without embracing the part of MBK that you embrace?
I'm not sure. Maybe the actually, actually is, but yeah, I'm not sure about that question. I'm not sure.
All right. So next one is, do you have a success story of MBK, either regarding yourself or a peer?
Yeah, I remember we got to do like a cast film project for MBK, and we had like a voter registration drive. We expected like 100 students to be registered. We got like double that, so we're just happy we're able to get like the support, able to get like a goal, like double success, because we put in the work and we got a dream goal.
Yeah, that's good. What, if anything, does your MBK program do really well?
So I would say it's actually reaching out to the local community and helping people out. If it's community service, like in the summer, giving away backpacks and food, or if it's making sure the kids in the program are accountable, because sometimes in the Google Meets, probably like 5 kids show up, making sure you're getting more kids involved. I think MBK, like my school, is doing a good job of that, you know, trying to get more kids involved, helping the community out.
Okay. The next question is, will you use MBK in your future?
Yeah, probably. Probably for college support.
Okay.
Or like reaching out for help.
What learnings or takeaways from MBK will you use going forward?
Yeah, so like knowledge I got from MBK, especially about Black history and like from the voter registration drive, getting kids to vote. I'll probably use that for like in politics class or trying to get kids involved, try to get like if I'm doing like group work, try to get people involved. I think
you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah, so I was just saying that MBK could help me in college. In case I could get like if I'm doing like group work and the leadership skills I learned in the NBK to leave can help me, like, have a voice in when doing group work in college or maybe trying to do community service. Help, I can reach out to NBK. NBK can help me, you know, set it up, stuff like that.
Are there opportunities that you wish you'd taken advantage of during your time in NBK?
Let me think. No, I don't think so. I think I took advantage of almost every opportunity I had in NBK.
Okay. Next question is, how do you think NBK has impacted your trajectory in social life, academics, leadership, / opportunity?
Okay. All right. So for academics, it kept me laser focused in class because sometimes I procrastinate on some of my assignments. And NBK, having a mentor constantly, like, put me in the right direction has always helped me, you know, be keeping focused on my assignments and tests and classwork. And, yeah.
So,
social life, just being more involved in my community. If someone needs help in the library, in school, tutoring, mentoring, NBK has made it easier for me to help young kids out, help the community out. So making speeches in NBK has helped me, so like I said, in group work, so if I have group work in college, I can use my skills I learned in NBK to have a voice and basically help others.
And career?
Career? So my career choice is actually computer science, so I don't know if NBK has helped me a lot with computer science. But I know that when I was doing tutoring for at a local school, we use computers. So troubleshooting computers and helping the kids learn how to use the computers can help me in my computer science degree in college.
And the next question is, how can NBK have a bigger impact?
I think just being more like, so far it's in, I think it's based in New York, but if we can, if NBK can be like, another spread to more states, have more local community outreach, it's going to be like a very good program for especially high school kids and women of color.
Next question is, are there any challenges, limitations, or barriers that your local NBK right now is not capable of solving?
This one problem. So the problem is getting kids to stay, being involved in the program. Cause like I said before, sometimes on Google Meets, you get like only 5 kids showing up. So if really my local NBK can find a way to get more kids involved, it would be cool. Cause sometimes I join a Zoom or Google Meet and 35 kids there, and it kind of gets boring.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Do you think NBK can work to solve these problems in terms of improving educational opportunities for young men of color?
I think NBK is actually doing a good job right now. But in case of getting people in, I think NBK should maybe work with public schools or look with the schools to actually get more kids or people in the program. It should not just be like a separate thing like you do after school. It should be like tied into the curriculum kind of.
And the last question I have for you today is there anything that I didn't ask but I should have?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, Gideon, appreciate you coming out here for the interview.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, man. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, thank you.